The Czech Republic beat Argentina to reach the final of the Davis Cup for the second time in 4 years. The Czechs, who played Argentina on clay in Buenos Aires, did not have a good start into the tie when Radek Štěpánek lost to Juan Martín del Potro 6-4, 6-4 and 6-2 on Friday. In the second singles match, however, Czech number one Tomáš Berdych defeated Argentina's Juan Monaco 1-6, 6-4, 6-1, 4-6 and 4-6. In Saturday's doubles, Berdych and Štěpánek scored another point for the Czechs, and on Sunday, Tomáš Berdych won the decisive third point when he beat Carlos Berlog, who filled in for the injured Del Potro, 6-3, 6-3 and 6-4. The key man behind the Czech success, Tomáš Berdych, told reporters from the Davis Cup website his recent run at the US Open helped a lot.
From my point of view, I was feeling really well, you know, coming from the States, playing the semi-final there, beating Roger Federer, play a very close match against then winner of the US Open, Andy Murray, you know. So I was feeling really good, and I want to show it here that my game is really on top and I can play well, and I did it, won my two singles, make a half point in double, and that's it, that's what we need.
The Czechs will meet Spain in the Davis Cup final, scheduled in Prague in November, and will have a chance to avenge the 2009 loss to the Spaniards. The country only won the Davis Cup once, in 1980 as Czechoslovakia, and Tomáš Berdych says things look similar then as they look now.
Well, I would say only one thing. In that year, those 32 years ago, actually the Czech Republic beat Argentina in Argentina, and then they play home, that's it.
Moving on to hockey now, where Czech fans are looking forward to their favourite stars from the NHL coming home due to the lockout. Kladno has confirmed that Jaromír Jágr of the Dallas Stars and Tomáš Plekanec of the Montreal Canadiens will join the team as soon as the paperwork is processed, and could in fact first appear in Wednesday's game against Slavia. Online ticket sales have stalled upon the news. For their part, Slavia Prague is ready to welcome forwards Roman Červenka of the Calgary Flames and Vladimír Sobotka of the St. Louis Blues, while Aleš Hemský of the Edmonton Oilers will join Pardubice. Other NHL players are likely to come back home during the lockout as well, which will substantially increase the numbers of spectators at Extraliga games. In the top football division, last season runners-up Sparta Prague clashed with Viktoria Plzeň, which finished third last year in the highlight of the Gambrinusliga seventh round. The hosts Plzeň won 1-0 thanks to a controversial penalty awarded for an alleged foul by one of Sparta's defenders against Plzeň's David Limberský. Sparta complained that minutes before, the referee did not award the visitors a penalty kick in a similar situation, and also overlooked another alleged foul against a Sparta player in the penalty area. Sparta management was considering withdrawing the team for the second half of the game, but eventually decided to complete the match and filed a formal protest instead. Thanks to the win, Viktoria Plzeň moved up to the top of the league table ahead of Sparta in the second place and Jablonec in third place. And finally, in track and field, after a 10-year span, two-time Olympic winner in women's javelin Barbora Špotáková returned to her beginnings when she took part in a heptathlon event in France over the weekend. The Czech javelin star, who began her career in heptathlon and finished fourth at the 2000 World Junior Athletic Championships, said she wanted to try heptathlon to break her training routine.
Netrénuji ostatní disciplíny, ale občas si to třeba i zkusím, ale člověk pokud jednou něco uměl, tak to v něm zůstává.
I don't really practice the other disciplines. Sometimes I try something, but if you knew how to do something, it stays with you. I run a lot, 200 or 300 meters, but not in a competition, not when they fire a pistol behind your back. I am also not used to starting blocks, which was also my problem.
Taky moc zvyklá startovat z bloku, jo, což byl vždycky moje slabina.
At the heptathlon event in France, Barbora Špotáková finished 6th out of 7 athletes who completed the race, but she set her new personal best of 5,800 points and even set a new javelin heptathlon world best of 60.9 meters. Jan Richter there with all the latest in sports news, and